Hey, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Molly.
And I'm Chris. And you're listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, howdy. Hey, it's Monorail Rye. And joining me today, we have the one and only river guide, Chris.
Namaste. Welcome, everybody.
And the girl with the third eye, because it's Monday night, Monorail Molly.
Hello, humans.
Okay, so I have some podcast news that we have to get into that I completely forgot, like,
before you jump
two,
into
three
that,
episodes.
Ryan,
Okay, go ahead,
I
Chris.
just feel like maybe we should explain the random screaming we do every time she says hello, humans.
I think they know. If they don't know, they don't deserve to listen.
Fair enough. And they really need to go sit through Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor.
Yes, go listen.
Unless you're that guy.
Yeah, unless you're that guy. Chris has been that guy. Yeah, so if you've watched Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, they say, hello, humans. You respond and scream. So there you go. That's the gist of it. But podcast news.
All right, anyways, podcast news.
Yes, podcast news. I forgot to announce our Villains Land winners a long time ago.
Oh, goodness.
So I have some updates.
And obviously we are so organized that we remembered to ask.
I mean, this is episode 51, and that was what, episode, I don't even know, 48 maybe?
Something
Let
like
me,
that.
I have to look. It was episode 48. So we are three episodes late. We apologize. But here are the updates. So for our best quick service, it was Bellwether's Bad Bodega, Chris.
Nice.
Our best full serve was Mother's Know Best by Molly.
Love it.
Okay.
Our best dining show was the Ernesto Del Review.
Nice, nice.
Absolutely.
Which
from
we
yours
knew.
Truly, yes.
We agree.
The e-ticket was King Candy's Race for the Crown.
Get it, Molly.
Nice.
And I was
yeah,
bare.
Yeah, yeah.
Molly, you and I were neck and neck on so many of these, and this was one of them. And then the best attraction, like basic regular attraction, was the Last Laugh Luau. Of course, I had to take it to the next step and said, Bob's only allowing us to pitch one dining and one attraction. And of course, Molly took both of them with Mother's
Of
Nova,
course.
Mother Knows Best, and King Candy's Race for the Crown. So congratulations, Molly. You are
and that is what we call a sweep.
You are the true Imagineer of the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to thank my mom and dad for giving me my brain. And my siblings for making me nuts and making it better.
Yes. Another thing about podcast news is we did start a Discord channel. We don't have a lot of people on it yet. So if you would like to join a Discord channel, there is a link in our Instagram. So if you go to DCP Anonymous Pod and then click links, it will say at the, I think, very bottom, join our Discord channel, and then you should be able to join, and then you can talk to us whenever you want. Exciting stuff.
And it don't feel bad if you didn't know about it, because I co-host this podcast and I didn't know about it.
Well, so what had happened was Molly and I were on the podcast recording for future episodes, and then I was like, hey, should we start a Discord channel? Do you have one? And she's like, yeah. And I said, okay, let's do it, because this is a way of getting us more followers. And I joined another podcast, their Discord channel. Shout out to, oh my gosh, as I start blanking, the Into the Disneyverse podcast. I joined theirs, and they have been very supportive with our episodes and our podcast, and they've been, you know, putting all our new episodes into their Promote Yourself channel of their Discord. So,
oh, very cool.
Thank you guys for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
More news. I found this. I was at my parents' this weekend, and I went into the attic because my mother said, Ryan, can you please go through the attic and see what is yours? And look what I found.
Love it.
Memory
box.
My DCP memory box. So inside of the DCP memory box, there are some Disneyland 60th things, Chris, from when you and I went.
Hey.
But I also found, this is what's really funny, the 20th anniversary limited edition Toy Story pin.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Wow.
Because it's celebrating 30 years this year.
Right.
So if that doesn't make you feel a little
Which you realize
old,
that makes us having been, like, we've all been friends for 10.
Yes. I found my autograph book from all the girls and boys that were dressed as princes and princesses.
Love it.
Oh.
I found my monorail trading cards.
Yes.
Yes.
Nice.
I found another pin, which is Buzz and Woody on top of the blue monorail.
Nice.
I found my acceptance letter.
Oh my goodness.
And let's see what else is in here. My parking permit for the Disney Princess Half Marathon. Because they parked in cast parking lots, so we had to have validation.
Wow, that's incredible.
Right?
Pause for a second. I know
Pausing.
exactly where my memory box is. Should I grab it and we do a quick show and share also?
Yes, but Molly,
We're
there's
doing
one more
this?
thing before
Okay.
you grab it.
Okay.
I found note cards with all the radio lingo and all the holding points for the monorails.
Stop.
Would you like me to quiz you on a few?
I love that.
Yes.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
We'll start off easy. 10-7.
Out of service.
Correct.
No.
That is
Oh, wait.
correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
Do you remember 10-9, Molly?
Oh, isn't that break?
Isn't
Bathroom break?
10-9? It's
Repeat.
repeat.
10-9.
Repeat.
Oh, repeat.
And I know it's
Yes. Wow,
repeat
I'm so bad at
because
this.
one of
Oh,
my
no.
Disney roommates' birthdays was 10-9.
10-4.
10-4. Affirmative.
10-4,
Yes.
good
Chris
buddy.
is just like nailing it, and he wasn't even monorails.
Yeah, but radio, it's all radio lingo so far. When you get the
Oh, well,
hold points, I'm
yes.
SOL.
Oh, 10-23.
Oh, isn't that lunch break?
That is standby.
Yeah, God.
Oh, see, I
Molly
did not
really
know that
wants
one.
lunch break.
I no, wait, lunch break is what it's I'll remember what lunch break is.
Well, 10-20 is easy.
What is oh my God. I'm
What's
so
your
bad at this.
20?
Oh
What's
my
your look
God,
at?
I'm so sorry. It's
Molly, I
y'all,
blinked
it's
on that
Monday
one
night.
too. I blinked
Molly,
on that one too.
Molly, 10-15.
I'm going to assume lunch break since you were like Molly.
Lunch break.
Is break.
We got there.
See, it's funny because in buses, we just use 10-7 and 10-8. So, like, if I was in a load zone and I went 10, like, went on my break, I'd just say I'm 10-7.
Yes. Okay. Are you ready? Here's our holding points. Where would you like me to go? Do you want base, poly, concourse, MK, contemporary? You tell me.
Oh no, holding points. Is that the pylons? Are you gonna ask me the pylons right now? Because
Yes.
I am gonna no. It's not gonna.
Oh,
It's.
10-81 is lunch.
Oh, see, that's what I was trying to remember. I'm like, there's one where like the way I remembered it was because like the eight looks like a burger. That's how my trainer Brandon
Okay,
told me to
sure.
remember it, and I couldn't even remember it.
Oh, I also
So
have codes. Code 500.
500.
Yeah, stop all train motion.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Express beam holding points, Molly.
Oh, God.
So here's your hints. You have Magic Kingdom and base. Those are your two primary, and then you have a secondary as well.
Magic Kingdom base. Oh, I think I know what the secondary is. It's not contemp, is it?
Well, no, it's actually a pylon.
Beans. Oh, no, I think I know what this one is. I think, isn't it like 175?
You have 125 and 145 as your secondaries for base.
Think it's 45.
145 is base. Oh, 45 is your secondary from MK. Oh, okay. Hang on. I will tell you something that you are correct on something. So for the base holding points, your primary is 15, your secondary is contemporary. For the resort
Got
line. For the resort line. So you were correct. So your primaries for the express beam were 66 and 45 for MK. But go
one.
get your box.
I'm
Go
gonna go
get
get
your
my memory
box.
box. It's because that, see, that I'll remember because those are my memories.
You hope.
I'm sad because like my memory box, like some of my stuff has been pulled out of my memory box, and
Yeah.
so
Well, the
like
whole
I know
reason we
I'm
did
missing a
this
few things.
too is so my nephews are really into Toy Story right now. So the next time they come to my parents' house, we got all the toys because they really want to play with all the Toy Story toys. I took all the ones
Nice.
that are still in the box out of the box. I put new batteries and everything. Let me tell you, Buzz is a pain in the butt because you have to take his wings off and then like snap them back in.
Oh my God, I didn't know his wings came off. That's
Yeah, the
just.
back jetpack comes off and then you have to like put it back on, but then the screw like doesn't unscrew. It just like sticks down. It's a pain. We figured it out. It took a long time, but
Man.
we got it. Okay,
I bet.
Molly.
So, speaking of memory boxes, look what I found.
I love how we both still have like the generic castle photo in it. We have no photos from like DCP in
Yeah.
the actual like photo slot.
Exactly.
Hold
So,
on. I'll let you go. You do your thing and then I'll.
Are you going to greet yours, Chris?
Already have mine. I'm going through mine currently.
Oh, okay.
I love it. I love it. Okay.
This is just
So,
going to be a memory box episode. It's not even going to be what we're. Well, yeah,
right.
we
We
can
could do memory box episode and then we could like roll right into the actual episode we were gonna do.
Oh, this is funny. Okay, keep going.
Oh, the listeners are eating today. Okay. So what I have in my memory box is mostly internship and DCP memories, but there are also some other ones out there, like this
Oh,
little
from our
lady
cruise.
from our cruise.
Yes.
I
Oh, wow.
this is the only one that's in my memory box, but I have all of them somewhere
I
because
think
I
I
collected
got
all
rid
of
of all of mine because I wasn't like, I didn't know where to put them because my memory box was at my parents' and those were probably like here at my house.
Oh yeah. If anyone from the company is watching, I don't have this. But this is my ascot from when I was a tour guide.
I thought that was for when you were the transportation queen.
Oh, you mean my buckaroo ball sash?
Yes,
I
perfect.
need an explanation.
You were there. No, wait, were you?
No, it was just
Oh,
boats and
it was just boats and
rails.
watercraft.
Yeah,
Yeah,
buses were not invited. Buses never
sorry,
got invited
buses.
anywhere.
Well, I think the only reason we got invited was because it was Frontierland's Buckaroo Ball, but they borrowed one of the ferries, and because of that, I think the transportation leaders were like, "Okay, you gotta let these transportation kids on." But they had like a whole Buckaroo Ball, and there was a vote for like a bunch of different categories, and then transportation just had a king and queen, and then we rigged the votes so it would be me as transportation queen, and then Keenan from Watercraft as transportation king. Which, if you're listening to us, which I highly doubt, but if Keenan, if you're listening to this man, you're welcome. We rigged that for you.
We're gonna find its
I
Instagram and tag him,
love
Molly.
that. I love that.
Continuing on, I have. My first like custom magic band I made.
Oh, check you
Yeah.
out. I think I got rid of all of my magic bands, to be honest, because they don't work anymore. And I was like, oh, let's just get rid of
Yeah.
them.
I've got a lot that I'm still collecting. Oh, I've got a really cool one maybe I'll share later where it's cast member experience was one. I have my first visit put in from when I went to Disneyland for the first time.
Love. Those are also at my parents. They're like they're in a Ziploc bag of all my buttons for every time I was a galactic hero.
I love that so
There's
much.
like 40 pins in there.
That's awesome. I got a bunch of lanyards from like different tours I took during training. Oh my God, this is a good one. And Ellen, my roommate from our Disney College program, if you're listening,
Yes.
you'll probably remember this. This is Way Cool Riot, which is the roller coaster that Ellen and I made at Disney Quest before it closed. And
That's
this
cool.
is a video of us riding it together.
That's very
So,
cool. Still regret
yeah.
that I never got to do that.
Bring back Disney Quest.
Bring back Disney Quest. I have my Autopia license from Disneyland.
Oh, we were just talking about that.
Oh my God, I
We
have
were, yes.
I have my university pin somewhere else, but I've got my Vienna and Longwood
Love.
name
See,
badges.
one is hanging from my rearview mirror, and the other one is in a plaque. In my childhood bedroom at my parents' house.
I love that. Okay, hold on. There's more. And wait. So Ryan, I have one that you'll really appreciate.
I'm ready.
And Chris, I have one that you'll really appreciate. I have a full set of Monorail trading cards. I'm pretty sure this is a full set of, or at least it's four of them, of bus trading cards.
I love that
That's
because
because
I don't think I even have any bus trading
I
cards
just have the
anymore.
Gillig.
And
And
I
then I
love how
have.
you both have bus trading cards and I do not
And
have
then I
any
have the
more.
motor cruiser.
I'm literally
Oh.
going to Walt Disney World this summer and asking the buses for trading
I don't know if they
cards.
honestly still do them, Chris.
Hey, Rye, you'll really like this one.
Okay.
It's one of the buttons from the original monorail costumes.
Oh, that's cool. I am so upset. I used to have my monorail wings, like I didn't turn them back in, and then someone like stole them off my backpack.
I have mine hanging in my car. They're
I
currently
have
attached to Mike
devastating. I
Wazowski.
have endless stickers, but I don't have the actual pin. And
Hold
by
up,
endless
there's.
sticker, I mean I have three.
Okay, I have more. I have more. There's more in here. I'm almost done with my box, I swear to God. I have a bunch of Disneyland paper passes because I just think those are fun. And
Yes.
then I also, because I'm, y'all, I think there's something wrong with me. I kept all of my fast passes for Disneyland when I went.
Because those are relics. They're true treasures.
Exactly. So I'm holding on to them. Like they're like you can see, these are all for like September 2017. Oh, this is a really fun one. I don't even remember what this is for, but at some point, for some reason, we were giving out like wooden coins with like tires on them, and I found one that was misprinted. So like it says Disney, you can see it says Disney Transport and it's got the wheel on it, but on both sides and on the back it doesn't have anything.
Oh, it's
So I
supposed to be
just
on both.
it's supposed to be like one side's supposed to be the wheel and the other side's supposed to just say Disney
Disney
Transport on it.
Transport.
So I got that little funky misprint.
So I'm gonna jump into my box real quick here because I too have a Disney Transport.
See, that's what it's supposed
That is correct.
to look like. Oh, So, why don't I
I
have one of
also
those? I
I
have
don't
no
know.
idea.
Okay. Ooh, okay, these are cool. Okay, that one's just for Georgia, so that's not a Disney one, but I have a pressed penny for Winter Summerland
Love.
and also
Nice.
one with Jessie on it.
Love.
And then we're down to my last few things. And by few, I mean literally two. I've got a pin from when I did all four parks in one day, which
Oh, I should have one of those.
yeah, the
Right?
thing is you should only ever do that once. And again, if anyone from the company is watching, I don't have these. I have two VIP tour guide pins.
Technically,
And that's my
Molly,
memory box.
technically, if you don't return those, they just take them out of your paycheck. But they never did that with my monorail wings.
Yeah, same. Wait, I have another thing that I have one more thing that I just have to show you guys.
Okay.
Speaking of things that I shouldn't have, but I'll be right
I think this has become the episode.
back. Yeah. Chris, do you want to
I,
go with your box?
I'm okay with that. Yes, first of all,
Oh, same one. Nothing new in the photo box.
I too have the generic castle photo in my photo spot. So this is not my original. This is actually from my second program, but it is my Christopher University of Nevada, Reno name tag.
Nice, nice, nice.
My original is sitting in a plaque. Where that plaque is, I am sad to say I do not know.
Oh
And that makes me
no.
kind of sad. So, hoping it pops up in some boxes downstairs one of these days. What do you got, Molly?
Okay. So I realized as I was grabbing this that this is going to be much more rare with very recent news about Animal Kingdom.
Dino
Oh my
Institute
gosh.
hat. Dino Institute.
Wait, what do
He,
you mean? Is that a like cast member hat?
it is technically part of the Boneyard costume.
And how do you have that?
Why and how?
Okay, on the record, or sorry, on the record, I don't know. Off the record, when I did my Disney VIP Tours internship, my roommate Kate was a wilderness explorer. And so she was at, what was it? So she was at Animal Kingdom costuming all the time. And she was like about to, and she was about to quit like about 2 weeks before I did. And so she was returning all of her stuff. And then she was like, hey, I know how much you love the Boneyard. And I also know you can get into Animal Kingdom costuming because as a VIP tour guide, we had costumes everywhere. And I'd never been to Animal Kingdom costuming before. And so it was a dual trip where I'm not saying I retrieved multiple things from Animal Kingdom costuming that day, but
Okay. Molly, why did is Chris just gone?
yeah, he's calling Bob
He's
Iger to get me
calling.
arrested.
So, I needed to hang out with you more because you were a little more rebellious than Chris and I. So, my one thing that I wanted to do during our program was sneak backstage of Hollywood Studios to get photos of the Eiffel Tower and like Literally, the day they tore it down was the day Chris and I were gonna go. Like, we had planned, we're gonna go look on this
Yep.
Thursday. We're gonna go take photos. We go to Hollywood Studios on Thursday to scope it out, and the tower is down. Like, they took the
Oh
whole
my
thing down
God.
in one night.
They did.
And now I think back and I'm like, wow,
Crazy.
if I would have just wore like a button down and my blue ID, I could have went backstage like any time of the day. Like, nobody would have
It's
questioned it.
literally.
But they put the fear in you that you're gonna get termed, like if you do
Yes.
something
So
wrong.
here is the thing.
Which they do for a reason, you know? Like, it makes sense. Like, it's a bunch of college kids, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But we would have gone
Okay.
backstage and nobody would have said anything to us. That's the thing.
Speaking of old items, so I showed off my name tag. There is my OG blue ID. If you're from the company, you did
Wait.
not hear that.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Okay, so it's my second OG
I was
because when
gonna
I
say, you have your
extended, I
photo
got
on
my
that
picture.
one. Because I
When
have
I
my blue
ex
ID somewhere too. I think it's
Yeah, I
actually.
also have my blue ID
But
somewhere. And
when I.
I still have my main gate somewhere. Yeah. And
Dang.
I'll be honest, the first couple of times I went back to Disney before they started putting the college program students' photos on their blue IDs, I would use it to get free parking.
Oh, God, yeah. So I
But now
had
they put your
my.
photo on it, so you can't do it. So what you're
Right.
saying is Chris can get free parking.
Correct.
Except, does that really look like Chris?
Yeah, no, you just
Chris,
ruined it. It's fine. Do you think they're
Lord, I'm
close?
old.
They're not looking close enough.
Well, no, and also, I don't think they update those pictures ever. I'm pretty
No.
sure, like.
That's probably true. My
Oh.
last Walt Disney World cast member sticker.
I think I have one left, too, and I can't put it on my car because it's my last one. And I'm
That's
like.
literally how I'm stuck with this one. I'm like, I want to put this on things, but I can't.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's a little random. When Dan Cockrell wrote his book, I like pre-ordered it, and with that, he like signed my copy of the book, as well as sent some other things, including his logo sticker.
Nice.
So that's just sitting in my memory box
Going
for some reason.
back to the CM sticker though, Chris, if there are currently any cast members listening to us that would like to purchase us some cast member stickers for the back of our car, we will pay you to buy
Oh,
them and ship
absolutely.
them to us.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Reach out to us on Instagram, DCP Anonymous Pod, that's anonymous with an E, or you can email us at dcpanonymous@gmail.com. Thank you.
There you go. I cut it out, but it is the Animal Kingdom map from when I started working at Animal Kingdom.
Love.
I did not get an Earning My Ears ribbon when I worked in transportation.
I think I threw mine away. I'm like, I'm done with this. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah.
I have two, be one from Kali River Rapids and one from Expedition Everest.
Nice.
I have my final thank you for making the magic receipt from when you like clocked out.
I don't think we got receipts, Molly, did we? I think it was just
No, it
electronic. It
was just a
said,
picture.
it was always
Yeah.
electronic, but you had the option of like printing it at least back at Kali. I don't
Oh, I
know
was gonna say,
why.
not in Rails. In Rails, they were like, it was so, I feel like, I don't know if this happened with you, right? But on my last day, I remember like going into clock out and being like, this is such a big moment. And then I saw Mickey just being like, see you later. And I'm like, oh, And it's
all
the
right.
same as it's been the last
Right.
4.5 months. Nothing is different.
Nothing has changed.
Oh, Main Street Coke. Yep.
Share a
That's
Coke on
nice.
Main Street. Then let's see. Again, for my second program, my Conservation Hero buttons.
Nice.
I donated to the Disney Animal, the Disney Conservation Fund at Animal Kingdom because they were 20th anniversary buttons. A Kali River Rapid River Guide certification to certify you will be able to enjoy thrilling whitewater rapid rafting experiences on Kali River Rapids just as soon as you're tall enough. So we
Love.
used to give those out anytime the kids weren't tall enough. So I kept one of those little trading card, as well as if you were under a certain height, we gave you a little yellow wristband to wear that was like, hey, you need a lap bar. So I got one of those.
Didn't know they had lap bars.
They do. Two sets of monorail wings, courtesy of Ryan.
I was like, from me, I hope? Because who else were
It's
you? What monorail cast member were you cheating on me with?
me.
right. As I showed you earlier, my Disney transportation token
Printed the right way.
printed correctly. Finding Dory button from when that came out while we were there,
Oh,
or
yeah.
while I was there. I don't remember when
I was gonna
exactly.
say the monorail was wrapped in Zootopia, I think.
Incredibles 2 button.
Y'all, I gotta just say, like, we have such cool stuff.
We do.
Right? Like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, y'all, this is really cool.
Yeah.
Here's one that
And
I have
all the
mixed
listeners are
feelings
probably
about.
like, okay, it's a wooden piece of token. Oh,
Did that
yep.
make anybody else feel some ways?
Oh, Shanghai dog.
Freaking Shanghai. Disneyland Shanghai button.
I wonder
I
if that's in my button Ziploc. I'll have to
think
look.
I want to say I was actually with the Megans and probably Ben when this happened. Piece of firework shell from the Hollywood studio fireworks.
Interesting.
Where we were standing, we literally, and the wind just caught it right and literally blew the shell, and I was able to, like, it landed right in front of me. So that's what
Okay.
that is.
It's another thing I probably would have chucked, but that's okay.
Honestly, I think it just kind of got, it was one of those, like, holy crap, that was.
I would have looked at that in my memory box and been like, what is this? Bye. There's a
Don't
few
know
things I
why.
tossed. I was like, oh, okay, bye-bye.
I think
Don't need
part of it was
this.
like at one point I wanted to get into pyrotechnics. So, like, speaking of being that guy,
That guy button.
my,
Love.
I was
That
that guy at the Disney Laugh Floor. That is on a, just so you know, this is a sticker they give you, and I put it on a celebration button.
guy. Oh, I was gonna say, I didn't realize it was a
Yeah, no.
button.
It is on a celebration button, and it is like fully taped on. Okay. If you are with the Walt Disney World or with the Walt Disney Company, you are not hearing this. While I worked at Animal Kingdom, they switched costumes about three quarters of the way through my program. And they went away from each attraction having its own individual costume to this very generic, lousy looking shirt. Anyways, not going to comment on the costume. So when I turned in my Expedition Everest shirt, my Himalayan Escape Staff Tours and Expeditions badge just happened to be missing from it.
Oh, don't you hate it when
And
things
I
just
don't
fall
know. Yeah, it
off?
just fell off and I found it in my car one day.
Oh boy. I
Right?
do have it's
Molly.
not no, it's not in my memory box, but speaking of
Iger
Animal
is
Kingdom,
listening saying we're literally red flagging
he's like,
these three from
Right?
ever applying again.
These three nut jobs are never allowed in any of my parks ever.
And we're also taking Ryan's DVC away from him.
And Chris's travel agency.
But I do have somewhere, I know for sure I have the gorilla one, but I might have more of like the Wilderness Explorer badges, which you're not supposed to have, but I may have some.
Listen, here's the deal. Three out of three of us have taken something. Don't you think every cast member probably has?
I would like to apologize on behalf of myself because I have come to realize that I've taken a many things.
I took one. I literally took my monorail wings and I lost them already. It doesn't matter. You have the shirt too, Chris?
Don't know what you're talking about. I have no shirt.
Okay, there's
You
one
know,
last thing I have to share, but.
sorry, I will say, I think again, if anyone is going to get arrested from this podcast, and I would also like to jump on the sword immediately as the one person who has not just borrowed things from Disney, but also borrowed things that I have no relation to. I've never worked here, but
Listen, Disney, if you really want it back, try and find us.
it's you gotta find me and just take me, put me in Disney jail.
Minus Ryan's monorail wings.
I'm the cleanest out of all of
You
us.
ain't getting those back.
Yeah, literally. I don't know where they are. Someone stole them from me. It was karma. Okay.
Oh my
Would you
gosh.
like a Disney tour guide pin? I have a spare. No, I'm okay, but
Okay,
thank
my
you.
one last thing that's in my box is a postcard that one of my cast member friends, Christian, wrote me like 4 months after I left my second program.
Aw, that's cute.
Yeah, miss him. Good guy. A few other things in here, or that should be in here, that are not my 20th anniversary Animal Kingdom Magic Band.
I was gonna say, I have something other than to move over too.
Which I need to, it is, I think it's in a drawer because I showed it on the podcast a few months ago. So I got to find that again. And now I got to re-sort all these buttons so they
So,
business properly.
our trading cards. There's one, Molly. I was wondering if you had. Do you have the safety trading cards?
I don't.
You don't.
Oh,
I
wait a
don't
minute.
have
I do
those.
not have any more of those. I
Yeah, so
used
they
to.
feature Timon and Pumbaa. I have safety tip 8 and 13. Eight is actually follow the rules of the jungle, watch for the automatic doors, and it's the monorail. And then the second one I have is safety tip 13, which says don't wait too late to hydrate with Timon and Pumbaa with a giant thing of water.
Which is, and those are the honestly the two most important safety tips for going to Disney.
That we know of. We don't know the rest of the safety tips, but these two are very important.
But I think if anyone's going to Disney, that's like the two things I always tell them is stay clear of the doors and
Literally.
drink water.
For real. Okay, Disney news, now that we're done with reminiscing.
Chris, you're
One
muted.
last
Oh,
thing. Chris
God,
was muted.
Chris.
Okay.
Sorry. I did not steal the list. They actually put my name on it. Thank you very much. Hold on. Let me move the mic.
Yeah, little fanny
Wow.
pack book bag
But
thing.
my Disney transportation messenger bag.
Oh yeah, I have my monorail operations. Like we had luggage tags that they gave us. I have that too, but it
Oh,
broke. So it's
nice.
just kind of like hanging on the wall in my parents' house in my bedroom.
Mine
Start using this again.
disappeared. Oh my God. Right. I had your luggage tag that you made for me for the longest time. I'm sorry, I just remembered this, and I don't think I've ever told you this, but I had your luggage tag for the longest time, and it like moved with me like through like three different suitcases, and then my partner at the time borrowed my luggage with that tag on it, and then he like for whatever I can't remember. Oh no, it was like a cat had peed in like one of his coworker's bags, and so he had to let his coworker borrow it, and it just never made it home to me, the bag or my tag. And I'm like, can I? I'm like, I just want the tag back. And my partner was so sweet.
Can
He's like, I can get you a new suitcase, and I'm like, thank you for the suitcase, but I want the tag back.
I be honest? I don't remember the tag.
It was I'll let you guess what picture it was on the tag.
Oh, I do remember now what. Okay, I do remember making that for you. Yep. Okay. Yep. You and me walking down Main Street. I do remember that. Yes. Wow.
So anyway, that's so funny. I just
I was
remembered
like,
that,
what
speaking of
luggage
luggage
tag did
tags.
I get you? But now that you say that, I totally remember.
Yes.
Speaking of things that Ryan's made, guess where my keys are hanging currently?
Oh, on your Lego
On my
brick.
Lego. Yep.
Yeah, I have that at my parents' house too. That's not
I
hanging up
still
in my
have
house, but
the legit first Lego on my keys, and my students are always like, what is that? Because it does not look like a Lego anymore.
and
It has
yeah, they get
been
rough
10
fast.
years of being stuck in my pocket, has worn it
Yes.
down.
For those wondering, I made all of our roommates a Lego. What do you like? I wouldn't like a what 3x3 Lego like plaque basically with our initials on them, and then we hung them next to our door. And then I bought everyone a Lego keychain, and then that's how we hung our keys in our house in our apartment during DCP. It was cool.
Very cute.
Okay, now that we're 42 minutes into the podcast,
This literally should just be the episode.
Disney news. We'll hit some Disney news, we'll hit some personal news, we'll call it an episode. Oh my gosh. Okay. This is good though. This is good. I like that
This
we
was
like had
fun.
an off the rails episode, quite literally. Walt Disney World calendar changes. Hint at Starlight Parade opening date. Happily Ever After is moving to 10 p.m. on July 6th. This does not typically happen in the summer, so the assumption, according to past parades that have happened at Magic Kingdom, basically the parade is going to be at 9 and 11, and then the fireworks are at 10. So they're believing possibly July 6th for our debut of the Starlight Nighttime Parade.
Exciting, because I'll be
Yes.
there like the 13th-ish,
Yes. Now that is
so.
rumor. We do not speak for the brand or the company. We also do not
Right.
steal from the brand or the company.
I would never.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Up, Incredibles, and Moana Adventureland are revealed for Tokyo Disneyland, replacing the Jungle Cruise and other attractions. I don't know how I feel about that.
What?
Yeah.
Did you just say replacing the jungle? What?
Yes, replacing Jungle Cruise at Tokyo. So I don't know if it's just not as much of a hit
Probably,
or.
I can see that. Okay.
Okay, DVC stays get free dining for kids in 2026, ages 3 to 9. But then it continued to say purchasing dining plans as part of the package. So I don't know if it's DVC automatically plus dining packages or if you have to be DVC and have a dining package. But ages 3 to 9, you get free dining with a dining package or DVC. I don't know. Look it up yourself. DisneyTouristBlog.com. They are doing some room recategorization for the moderate resorts in 2026. So currently you have like your standard view, your preferred view, your poolside view. They're getting rid of all of like the location terms, like your view terms. And now they're going to be doing at Caribbean Beach, Coronado Springs, Port Orleans, a standard, a preferred, and a king room, as well as a royal guest suite at the Port Orleans Riverside Resort. They are also, I guess that just helps with check-in, according to the blog. It didn't really say, like, I think it's just easier to put someone in that standard route, like in a standard preferred or king room versus, like, oh, you're going to have a pool view. I guess it's just easier on the cast members to
As
place
somebody who
you.
has worked in a hotel front desk, yes, it is so much easier when it's just like, hey, I just have to put you in this category of room. It doesn't matter where it's
Right.
located.
And the, let's be honest, the moderates are the biggest resorts, so it's going to make it a
Yes.
lot easier. And then they're doing an unprecedented 40% off dining discounts for annual pass holders. That is from May 14th through July 31st, only valid Monday through Thursdays at a number of table service locations. If you want those, I will read them off really quick. So May 14th to June 30th, so it's not extending the whole time, it's the first half, is going to be Boatwright's Dining Hall, Cape May Cafe for dinner only, Hollywood and Vine, Toledo Tapa Steak and Seafood, and Tusker House for lunch and dinner only. From July 1st to July 31st, so the second half, is Ale and Compass Restaurant, Coral Reef, The Diamond Horseshoe, Tiffin's, and Whispering Canyon Cafe. And that is the Disney news. Exciting things.
40 some minutes into the pod.
40 some minutes into the pod. We
It
are ready to talk about Mufasa. We could call it quits, but Molly literally had to postpone until Monday night at 8 p.m. because she was watching it starting at 6 p.m.
for the record, I really did not want to watch it.
She did
He
not.
took one for the team.
I
She
really
did.
took one for the team, and it was so funny because I ended up having a lot more time yesterday on Sunday than I thought I was, and I still was like, no. Instead, I'm gonna wait to watch it until after my first day of work at my new job.
Which
Oh,
we
I
need to
watched.
talk about that. We didn't go around the Zoom.
We have not gone around the Zoom.
Well,
And
around the Zoom, I'll start. I started a new job today. It's very exciting.
yay,
What are you doing?
congrats.
Tell us.
Yeah.
It's with it's a
Don't tell
sorry.
us where you work, just tell us what you do.
Sorry. It's kind of like a pathway to like a sales leadership position. I have to start doing like customer development first, but then after that, it'll be ideally like sales leadership within specifically home remodeling, which will be really fun and exciting. So,
That's awesome. Congratulations.
thank you.
Any other news, Molly?
we're wearing hats again.
Love it. Stolen ones or borrowed. Borrowed.
Borrowed. That's what I see. I would could always return it.
You could, but guess
I
what?
just
Those are going to end
haven't.
up at Goodwill anyway, because that's what they did with the monorail costumes when they redid them, remember?
Oh my God, you're so right. I forgot about that.
So you donate it to yourself. It's fine.
Exactly. See, they're just gonna get rid of this anyway.
It's a donated item.
It's a donated item. I just did it 10 years in advance.
Chris, any news for you?
I'm wearing hats.
Hey.
So no, specifically, I just bought this hat. My family went to San Francisco and caught a Giants game. They were honoring one of the greatest shortstops to ever play for the Giants, Brandon Crawford. And so we're big Giants fans. We were big Crawford fans. So we made sure that we were at that game. And I bought the new City Connect. I did not like, I had mixed feelings about the old City Connect, but I bought the new City Connect jersey hat, which is multicolored oranges, purple, tie-dye, meant to represent the music scene in San Francisco. So, but so yeah, went to a Giants game. Walked like 10 miles in San Francisco. Still have not made it to the Walt Disney Family Museum. I keep trying and it never works. And I bought a new hat.
Love it. We got a new fridge for our basement because the one that we had in our basement was
Yay.
my grandpa's old fridge and it was probably sucking up a ton of energy. So we're like, let's go ahead and upgrade this. We put some new shrubs in the back to give us some privacy from our neighbors. And my car is currently pulled apart right now. So that's super fun.
Yippee.
Yeah, I had my screen for like where my radio is was turning blue. And so I pulled everything out, and then I found out like it must have been leaking the liquid crystals or something. But the problem is my screen also controls my heat, my AC, my heated seats,
Oh,
and my heated steering wheel.
and you bought the wrong one.
And I bought the wrong one, so I returned that one, and the new one should be coming soon. But it's okay. We have another car I can use, so I am driving something. We're good.
I saw that on your Instagram yesterday. I was like, what the heck?
Fun stuff. Okay, now we're ready for Mufasa. Oh God, no, we're not. Chris, just give the finger. The
Sorry.
1 minute finger,
The
not the
yes.
finger.
Thank you for clarifying. No, I missed this under Disney News because my father called. We are 17 days away as of today, Monday, April 28th, from the Disneyland 70th anniversary
Oh,
celebration
wow.
starting. 17 days.
That's
Anyways,
crazy.
now Mufasa.
Okay, now Mufasa. So I'm gonna give a brief history of the movie, and then we'll just get into it. Because Molly has a lot of thoughts and feelings.
I have a lot of thoughts and feelings. And you know, we may end up, this might be an end up being a two-parter episode, but
No, we're just gonna do it. It's gonna be a long one. It's fine.
it's just gonna be like a 3 hour episode.
I love that.
Buckle in,
It's
listeners.
already 9 o'clock, it's already bedtime.
Right. It's a two-part episode. You get our memory boxes in part one, and you have to wait for part two from Mufasa.
Yeah, and here's the deal. It's been on Disney Plus for like a month now, so if you haven't watched it yet, this is your own fault. You can either end the episode now and just not listen because you've got a good 50 minutes so far of us talking, or thereabouts, depending on how editing goes. And if you want to listen more and have some spoilers, if you haven't watched it, then just keep listening. Here we go.
Just keep
History about
listening, just keep
Mufasa.
listening.
If you didn't know, it's the prequel to The Lion King. It's the backstory of Mufasa, Simba's father. Mufasa was confirmed in September of 2020 with Barry Jenkins directing and Jeff Nathanson working on the screenplay and script. Aaron Pierre and Calvin Harris Jr. were cast to voice Mufasa and Taka in August of 2021. Further casting then took place between September 22 and April of 24. The film was officially announced in September of 2022 at the D23 Expo. Production on the film slowed down in 2023 due to, it says, the SAG-AFTRA, so the SAG-AFTRA strike.
Screen Actors Guild.
Thank you, Chris. I was like, I don't know what the heck that means. It's a lot of letters that don't make a word.
Couldn't actually tell you what the AFTRA was, but the SAG is the Screen Actors Guild.
Thank you. I appreciate it. The film is dedicated to James Earl Jones, who voiced Mufasa in the 94 film and remake, and whose voice is heard briefly during the opening lines, but having died before the film's release. Yes, Molly.
Sorry, pause for a random fun fact. SAG-AFTRA stands for Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists.
Thank
I
you.
love
I knew
that.
Radio Artist was in
Thank
there
you.
somehow.
Fantastic. Mufasa the Lion King premiered on December 9th of 24 at the Dolby Theater in LA and then was distributed to the US theaters on December 20th. The film has received mixed reviews from the critics, but has grossed over 722 million, making it the sixth highest grossing film of 2024. In June of 22, Nicholas Britell was set to compose the score for the film, having previously collaborated with Jenkins on the various projects. He was joined by Hans Zimmer and Pharrell Williams in September, returning from the 2019 live-action Lion King. In April of 24, it was announced that Lin-Manuel Miranda would write the songs. And that is all I have on the history. But I didn't know, did we want to go straight into the songs since this is a good segue?
We
Do
can talk about the
we have
songs. I
thoughts
have
and
some
feelings
totally
on the
talk about the
songs?
songs. I have thoughts and feelings about the songs.
I do too.
As the hater here in the group, it's so weird. I feel like I'm never the hater in the group. Wait, that's crazy.
Yeah,
Are
it's
you
usually
sure?
me. 'Cause I thought you were drinking Haterade just like 2 seconds ago.
No, I mean for it, specifically for live action movies, y'all know I am the Haterade chugger, but I feel like typically with most things, I'm usually like, oh guys, it's not that bad. In
Yeah,
this case, I'm
usually
like,
it's me that's the hater.
okay, so I got feelings. Okay, no, but I actually, so here's the thing. I have some thoughts on the songs, and I think my favorite song to start off with just some good news, I loved We Go Together. I thought that was a very, very nice song. It was my favorite song in the movie. And then Taka singing about how much he loves Sarabi as he's literally like, 100 meters away from her, and like Mufasa, as they're like having their moment, is so funny to me. And then here's where I thought, as an aside, this is where it got really funny for me, was because I wrote in my notes, like, my guy, imagine talking to women. And then I had like a little like indent where I'm like, followed immediately by Mufasa telling him how to talk to women, with quotes around specifically, listen, males have trouble with that one, which I
Yes.
was like, hilarious, incredible.
Chris, any thoughts on music?
Yes. Just generally overall, I mean, I'm a music guy, so I really did enjoy the songs and the music. They did very well with not just the songs, but the scoring of it in general to play those emotions, like any good movie score should. And then the I Always Wanted a Brother song. So, fun fact, while Molly watched this morning or this evening, I watched this last week in my classroom with my sixth graders after state testing. And so, I don't know if it's the song itself or if it's the fact that like five of my boys started breaking out in the song, but it is probably my favorite song from the movie right now.
Okay, as someone who took the Haderman C today, I'm Lin-Manuel Miranda out. I did not think he was the right composer for this movie at all. Like, he is very upbeat. He is very good with like the ethnic things of like Moana. What else did he just do? Encanto. Like,
And then
he,
Kanto, I was
that
like,
is where he strives. Why are we putting him in an African background movie? I don't understand. Like, I get we had Elton John, okay? Like, yeah, he's not with that background either. But I felt like, at least with The Lion King, every song slapped. And this one, I'm kind of like, why are we doing like this ethnic Spanish type music when it's an African background movie? Am I the
fair
only one that
enough.
feels that way?
No, I agree. Especially with, like, Lynn, if you're listening, nothing against you. We love you. We're just a little Lin-Manuel Miranda'd out, you know? And here's my thing is what I realized a lot about the songs is that I found myself liking pieces of the songs and then
Yes.
immediately running into parts where I'm like, you ruined it for me. Like,
Yes.
okay, I love Mads Mikkelsen. He is one of my favorite actors, and he always crushes being just a fun, evil little guy. He's so good at it. And when Bye Bye started, his whole song, I'm like, oh, this is gonna be like a new Be Prepared. This slaps. And then you get to the chorus where he's just like, bye bye. And I'm like, okay, this is
Yeah.
stupid now. You
Yeah.
ruined
It's
it.
like
You've ruined the
you get
song.
to the peak and then it just falls. Like it doesn't keep building. And I don't know. Again, he can write something way better than I could ever write. I'm not gonna say like, don't give me this job,
Right.
please.
So
But again, it was kind of one of those things where it's like,
I'm
was
going
that the right
to
choice?
say something that may be slightly controversial, but I honestly truly think it is the truth. Lin is this coming generation's
Yes, he
Alan
is.
Menken, like 100%. And so Disney is going to lean on him no matter what. Now, there are some things that Alan Menken has written that I'm just like, ugh, really, Alan? Like, come on, man. Like, you can do so much better. So I think this is just kind of that moment for Lin where
Yes.
it's
He's
like,
like the new Sherman Brothers,
yeah,
too.
maybe
Like,
this wasn't, well, exactly. Like, you had the Sherman Brothers, then you had Alan Menken, and oh my gosh, somebody pull his name up for me because I am blanking and I feel awful right now.
Danny Elfman, Stephen
No.
Sondheim.
No, he wrote with Alan until he passed away. Oh my gosh.
Howard Ashman?
Howard Ashman, thank you. I was like, oh my gosh.
I was like, well, the other ones that come up are Randy Newman, and I know he's not the one you're thinking of because he's Pixar, and I know it's not
Right.
Miley Cyrus, so.
No.
And you
But yeah,
got Phil
you
Collins. I mean,
yes.
another
Well,
genius.
absolutely. But yes, you had the Sherman Brothers, then you had Alan Menken and Howard Ashman, and now you have Lin-Manuel Miranda. Like
Correct.
that's how this is going. But I can see where you guys are coming from with
Yeah.
that, and I do kind of agree to an
Like,
extent.
Lynn has his strengths, and this is just not one of them. Like, I would never put someone who is so strong in like the Broadway aspect into a movie that's about lions and like this culture. It just doesn't, it didn't line up for me.
Right. Speaking of Broadway, though, I did love the little call out they did in the movie by our favorite pals. Did you catch that one?
I caught it. I
Remind
thought it
me.
was very cute. There's the one bit where they're like, "Oh, we should do a play," and Timon's
Oh,
like, "No, they're just gonna turn me into a puppet." I
yes.
thought that was really
It was
funny.
fantastic.
That said, top of my notes here, which I organized for the listeners into three different categories of the good, the bad, and the ugly slash drunk drawer of thoughts. The top of my junk drawer is just I miss Nathan Lane.
Yeah, I do
Yeah, I miss
too.
him.
I
And
do
I will
too.
say one thing I was really scared of getting into the movie, nothing against Billy Eichner. I was kind of scared that it was just going to be like very much like Billy on the Street
See,
and just like, I'm
I
like, I
think
was going to
Billy
be
Eichner
annoyed.
actually does a good job.
He
I
did a
really
really good
do.
job. He did do a really good job and I'm really proud of him. And I'm also proud of Seth because I was also kind of afraid that it was going to be much like a Seth Rogen character.
No,
But it
I
was like,
think those two are actually, they did those characters justice.
they did them well. They
Yes.
did them very well. I still miss Nathan Lane though.
Now, Beyonce, I have other things to say. Luckily, she
Kind
wasn't
of
in this one as much. But if you
cut.
watched the real live action Lion King, I cannot. I can't. I'm sorry.
You
Yeah.
know I didn't
Fair.
watch it, but I will say, speaking of Knowles, I had it multiple times in my notes that Blue Ivy was low-key really goated. Like her voice acting as Kiara, in my opinion, was really good.
I
And
thought she
like
did very well.
I know, I
Yes.
had it like written down like three different times in my notes, like how impressed I was. And then even like the ending was like yeah, and this is me again chugging the haterade. I thought the ending was so cute, and again wanted to give more flowers to Blue Ivy if she's listening, because I thought it was so touching, and a lot of that was just due to her voice acting skills, which I thought was so impressive, especially in this day and age, and also for her age, just in general. Like it's
Yeah.
not, and this is I feel like such a hard movie to voice act for. I have a soapbox coming,
We're ready.
but which I'll put on ice for a second. Which will lead more into this, but I feel like it's so hard to voice act, especially for this kind of movie where like the emotions may not be portrayed within the characters. So I thought that was really impressive.
I agree. I agree.
Absolutely.
Where do you want to go next? We talked about music. Do we just want to go into the storyline itself?
So overall, I like the story.
Okay.
I thought the story overall was great. The one thing about the storyline that like
There's a lot of loopholes, and I have them listed.
there's a lot of there's yeah there's a lot of there's a lot of loopholes. There's a lot of like I feel like I was like on Taka's side for a majority of the movie until it's like, oh, like you see your homie and a girl you like are getting on, and so you like ruin everything multiple times, and then you
Right.
flip back again at the very end, and then you like almost
So,
and I'm like, and like I get it because like his whole destiny
but
is
Taka
like making that
never,
happens.
but he's a chicken. He never truly like deserves to be a king.
Exactly. That's my thing is I just want to like shake him.
Okay,
Yeah.
so Molly, I have to your whole thing you just said, all the sixth grade drama I deal with on a yearly basis.
Right.
It's
That's sixth
all like
graders.
it's literally like I'm with you. I really enjoyed Taka. I really enjoyed his character. And then I was like, holy crap, I'm watching sixth graders right now.
Which, like, if you're watching a movie about, like, powerful lions becoming king, you don't. Hello? It's 2020. What? This movie came out in 2024. It's
Correct. Yeah.
2024. Like, why are we still making stories about, like, girl, boy likes girl, but, like, girl likes other boy, and, like,
Because
don't talk
now it's
about it?
lions.
But it's like lions. It's like, hey, remember when we made Macbeth with lions? That was cool as hell, guys.
Right.
What is
I
this?
will say
Here's
I
the thing.
liked.
There's only so many tropes that, like, as a storyteller myself, there's only so many tropes you can pull out. Like, every
Right.
story is a redoing of the usuals.
Speaking of tropes, I have in my notes, and Rye, speaking of plot holes, because I feel like this guy has a lot to do with them. Rafiki just gives me snake oil salesman vibes. Like, it just feels like the entire movie, he's literally just making things up as he goes along.
I
And the
know
thing
it's
is, he's
very
like,
interesting because he knows everything that's going to happen, but like there's no true certainty with it. You know what I
No,
mean?
and
Like
like,
he's like, this is what's gonna happen, and it is what happens because it's a feeling he gets, but at the same time, he's like, it might happen, it might not, but he's like, it's going to, but it might not.
but
No, that's what I'm
okay.
saying. Is it's like, and then like when it happens, he's like, I told you, and it's like, did you though?
But
pause, because let's be real, is that not just Rafiki in general? Because I feel like that's Rafiki in The Lion King as well.
It
Yeah, but at least
is.
with Rafiki and the Lion King, like it had weight behind it, because
Yeah.
like he very much was like a shaman and like obviously had like this very much you could tell he had like a power and obsessed substance to him within that movie just based on like his actions and the way he was portrayed. But in this movie, it just comes off like he doesn't
The
know
snake oil
anything.
salesman.
Yes.
No, absolutely. I mean, he was a total politician because the whole find my brother, and then they get there, and then he's like, I did find my brother. You're right here. And I'm like, bro,
Yeah.
that was the most politician-like thing.
Like,
Yes.
Okay,
dog, what? No, you're so right. You're so right.
so should we start with how the movie begins, or do you have something else, Molly, real quick?
We can start with how the movie begins, and
Okay.
admittedly, I will say I might have missed, like, I watched like the first 15 minutes or so, kind of like jumping between different rooms because I'd just gotten back from work and I turned it on, and then I was like changing and taking care of my pet cats and stuff, so I
No, you're good.
might have missed some plot points.
Okay, so basically it starts out Mufasa is the child of these two other lions. They live in a certain area of the savannah, and they're trying to get to this ideal land called Malele, which just so happens to be Pride Rock. Of course, in Lion King fashion, instead of a herd coming, which there kind of was a herd, but now this flood is happening, and Mufasa gets basically drug away by the flood and becomes this outsider lion. And Taka, who is Scar, if you couldn't figure that out, which do you guys know what Taka means in
I
Swahili?
was just about to pull that up.
Trash.
It means trash.
Do you know what Mufasa means?
King. Thank
King.
you.
Yeah.
I was like.
And Simba means lion, if you didn't know. So here's your Duolingo lesson for the day as well. Mufasa gets basically pulled out of the water by Taka, and Taka's mother is there, and she's like, oh, you don't talk to outsiders, we don't let outsiders in the tribe, blah blah, or in the pride, blah 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 blah, sorry, I'm from Cleveland, we go tribe. Yeah, so basically they convince Taka's mother to bring Mufasa into the tribe just until like either he finds his parents or he goes his own way, whatever. Turns out Mufasa tells the king of Taka's pride, oh, I'm the fastest lion. And it comes down to, well, if you can beat Taka, you can be in the pride. Mufasa beats Taka. He becomes part of the pride, but he's only allowed to hang out with the female lions. He's not allowed to hang out with the male lions. Go, Molly.
As an aside, I had this written down in my notes. Hold on. I did, this did not make it to my big note sheet, but I do have it. I think it's hilarious because this movie is basically just, if you were to boil it down into one sentence, is Mufasa was a great king because he was raised by women and smells really well.
Which I don't disagree with you.
You're not wrong.
I think you're absolutely right on that. And the thing is, so he's raised by the women. He learns how to hunt, which male lions do not do. Male lions, if you go and do Kilimanjaro Safari, guess what they're doing? Laying on the rock. And that's what the king does this entire movie. So Mufasa learns how to hunt. He learns how to smell. He knows how to listen for like certain things that are coming his way. So therefore, he's actually being trained on how to be a great leader, whereas Taka is not being trained at all, and he's skittish and he's afraid of all these different things. And I'm trying to remember. Then the other pride comes, right, to try and battle Taka's
Well,
pride.
so first, which is the whole keystone to this plot, is that Taka's mom, I think her name is Aisha, and Mufasa are out hunting, and Taka is actually watching them hunt
Oh,
at
yes,
this time
thank
as
you.
well. And then Mufasa and Aisha are attacked by two white lions that kind of come out of nowhere, and there's a lot that happens in this scene, which I have an aside about like the different battle scenes, but I'll hold on to that until I finish this thought. Is they're battling, and Ashe actually sees Taka and he runs away
Correct.
from this battle as Mufasa essentially saves her because she had originally told him to run. And he was like, nah, dude, I'm gonna save you. What are you talking about? And so what happens in this moment is that one of the lions runs off. The other one is assumed to be dead. The other one, unfortunately, is the son of Kyros, who is the king
King of the
of
other
the
pride.
Outsiders.
Yes, the Outsiders.
Correct.
So then the king, Taka's father, hears about this, whatever, and basically welcomes Mufasa into their pride permanently. However, he's still only allowed to really hang out with the women, but he at least is accepting of him now. He was not accepting of him because he was an outsider.
But then Mufasa's like, yo, we gotta like skedaddle because these outsiders are like a mile down the road or whatever. And then I can't remember exactly why. And
So
maybe
they
we
head to
all know.
Malele.
They leave. I don't know why they left, but they both left.
Yeah.
And then
I don't know if they were trying to get help. Was that what it was?
I
I can't
think
remember. The
I
fact
think
that
they
all
were
three of us
just,
forget just means it's
no,
not
I
important
think,
enough.
no, I think. I think they knew that they had to run and they couldn't come back because I remember like
Oh, it says together they
bef
force the other to flee. So they're forced to flee. Okay.
yeah. Well, oh, because I think it was like they knew that they were gonna come back and try and get vengeance, and so they wanted
Yes.
Mufasa to leave so that way he didn't get revenge killed, and they wanted Taka to leave because he was royal blood. Which
Yes.
I have one big aside. Speaking of the outsiders, so Kyros has these two female lions that are like su super sniffer cats. Like they can tell what kind of blood what lion has, like what happened during a battle. Like they're able to detect, like, oh, Mufasa's not like royal blood, but Taka is, so he's important. And you mean to tell me they can't tell what the heck kind of primate Rafiki is? They just call him a monkey, which,
Right.
as an additional aside, I was so mad at the monkey slander in this movie. They're all animals. They should know better. And for everyone listening at home and everyone here, I'm going to share a song with you that a great fi friend of mine, Kate, ex-wilderness explorer, who helped me receive certain items, once taught me this song. The wilderness must be
Must be
explored.
explored.
Exactly. But this is a song that she taught me to remember the difference between monkeys and apes. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey. Even if it has a monkey sort of shape. If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey. If it doesn't have a tail, then it's an ape.
Yep.
Love it.
Which she learned that at Disney, and Disney can't even tell a difference in their own movie. I'm gonna shake someone. I was so mad. I'm like, he's not a
Don't work at
monkey.
Animal Kingdom, they just make the movie.
It doesn't have a tail, it's an ape. I was losing my marbles.
So,
Yes,
I'm really
Chris.
gonna drive you nuts here.
No, great. Here we go.
Because he is a
Just
mandrill.
if you need to
Okay, but
fast
like, you know
forward
what I
30
mean. You
seconds,
know, he's
go
still not a
ahead.
monkey.
Mandrills are the largest monkey species.
It's got no tail.
I know it doesn't
Is
work,
that
but.
AI telling you that? I
And you know
swear to
what, Chris?
God.
A ship is just an extra large boat, okay? Moving
Yeah,
on.
let's talk about that. Yeah, a ship is the largest kind of boat out there. I'm gonna get on
Anyways.
my next soapbox real quick if you don't get me out of
Okay,
here.
so as they're
Moving
fleeing,
on.
they run into Rafiki. Rafiki is now part of the story. He's very wishy-washy, as Molly was saying. But he
A snake
basically
oil salesman.
also talks about Malele. They all team up. They run into. Who did they run into? No. They run into a female lion. Is it
Sarabi.
Sarabi?
It is Sarabi.
Yeah, they run into Sarabi, who is the daughter of a king of another pride. So
Correct.
she is actually royalty.
And she comes with my favorite character in this movie. That's right, Molly stopped drinking the Haterade for a second. Zazu was so funny in this movie. As an
Yes.
aside, he
Yes, he
was
was.
my favorite character. At
He
first,
was
I was a
not
little.
annoying in this one.
No,
I was
he was not.
see. I hadn't seen the first one, and but I did notice
Well,
that it
you've
was
seen
like a
The Lion
different.
King. The Lion King.
I've seen The Lion King. Ooh,
That's
I
what we're
thought he was
talking
great.
about.
Oh wait, like The Lion King, animated or live action? Oh,
Animated.
both.
Both.
I haven't seen the live action one, but I've seen
Right.
the
He's
animated.
annoying as all heck in
Yeah.
The Lion King
He's
in
just
general.
stuck. He's just doing
Except for,
his
I want
job.
a lovely bunch of coconuts. That's the best part.
I thought he was so good in this movie, and he's very much me vibes this entire movie. I thought that like Oh, it's my third day on the job. Zazu was like my favorite. I'm like, oh my
Yes.
God, he's such a baby.
It's
And
so funny.
he had my favorite, he had a lot of my favorite one-liners in the movie. Like when he's trying to get everyone to be together, and he's like, oh, let's do icebreakers. Let's all share secrets we've never shared with each other. I once had a crush on a flamingo. I'm like, that's so funny. That's
Yes.
hilarious. And then, oh my God. The one thing that made me like laugh so hard this entire movie, but like genuinely, was when he comes down and he's like, I have a report. It's morning. End of
Yes.
report. I'm like, dude, this is me.
Yep.
It is you. Oh, okay. So
Oh
moving
my gosh,
on.
that was great.
Sarabi is now part of the gang. They're all trying to get away from this outsider pride. Love story happens. Taka gets upset, jealous, whatever you want to call it.
And
And
ruins everything.
yes, basically, Mufasa is like trying to give Taka all these pointers, like talk to her, listen to her, blah, 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 blah. Tell her she smells like flowers, all these things. Or tell her about her favorite flower, whatever, that you can smell them on her.
He calls,
Tell her
he's
she
like,
smells.
smells like flowers. It's the flower from her,
Jungle,
where she
savanna,
was from,
wherever, yeah.
yeah.
So, Taka's all about this. Later on, we find out Mufasa and Sarabi actually have a thing. Taka finds out, he gets upset. He makes a deal with the outsiders, and he starts scratching rocks on how to, like, for the outsiders to follow them, because Mufasa has been covering the tracks with doing avalanches and ripping away prints and all these things, going down in valleys instead of over cliffs, whatever. That's how he gets the nickname Scar as well. He's scarring all of the rocks, which I think is actually kind of a like cool tribute versus like the scar on his eye.
Yeah,
Either
no, I
way,
really did like that.
they make it
they
to
make it
Malele.
to Malele,
They make it
yeah.
to Malele.
And then the other pride is there, right?
There's a few lines. It's not the if that's at the end that's revealed, because there's a whole like
Okay.
fight scene.
So basically, all the animals of Malele are nervous about the lions because the lions bring violence, blah, 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 blah. Mufasa basically says, stand with me, and I promise you we will beat these outsider lions. The end. So that's pretty much what happens. Mufasa then becomes the Lion King of Pride Rock, which is Malele.
As an aside, before all that happens, there are multiple fight scenes between these
Yes.
lions that happen.
Yes.
And as an overarching point, and I'll dive into this further, I thought the editing in this movie was so whack. I thought the editing was just bad in this movie. Like I thought some of the jump cuts were so weird. Like there's a scene, or there's like one bit specifically, and I always wanted a brother. Sorry to go back in time, but this is just where my notes are at. But there's a scene, and I always wanted a brother, where it's like the tree with all the birds in it, and it's like a jump zoom on every single beat, and it's so weird and unnatural. And specifically for the fight scenes, and especially the ones at the end before they go in the cave, where it switches between like the third person viewing and then viewing as Mufasa, and then you're viewing
Right.
like front facing Mufasa, was so jarring. And like, I
It was
understand.
like playing a racing game where you can change like what perspective
Yes.
you're looking
Oh my
from.
God. Yes. It
Yeah.
felt like you're playing Mario Kart, and all of a sudden you're like looking behind you and like, whoa, I didn't want to hit that button. But
Yeah,
like, you're
exactly.
watching a movie, and like, in addition to this, I thought like, again, speaking of this whole like scene, I thought all of the swimming and underwater scenes looked insane to me.
Those
Like
drove me nuts, honestly.
I don't know why. Like I can't
Not
point it out to
needed.
you, but I could not. Yeah, I just did not get it. And I do have I'll save it for the end once we're done talking about the plot, my whole
Okay.
soapbox about live action.
So basically, Sarabi and Mufasa become the king and queen of Pride Rock, Malele. And it truly means he is the king because he did marry a princess, because again, Sarabi's father was a king of that pride. Mufasa gets reunited with his mother. Happy ending. Yay.
Pulling a little bit from Lion King the musical with They Live in Us. Like, yay.
Yes.
Again, tie-ins.
Molly, what else do you
Molly.
have? Because I have plot holes, and that's all I'm going to talk about left.
Okay. My one thing about, and this I'll again kind of come back to for my soapbox at the end. That scene where he's reunited with his mom. I don't know if you
Yes.
guys also had the same problem. I didn't know who she was until the spoil until like the subtitles pointed it out to me.
Oh,
I
I
was
knew
like,
immediately.
who's what lion is this? At first I thought it was Aisha. I
Oh
thought it was
no.
like I thought it
I
was
knew
Taka's mom.
immediately who was his mother.
I could not tell you. I was like, who?
Oh, well, that's okay.
I
You
got
figured it
distracted
out.
by a student, so I didn't actually see the meeting at first. So by the
Oh,
time, like,
that's why we watch with subtitles.
oh no, I always watch the subtitles. That is,
I
yes,
know. What is it
but
with our generation and subtitles? I don't understand. Like, I love subtitles.
I do it for my students. Like, I had a student that was hard of hearing my first year, so I do subtitles on everything when I show a movie
Oh
in
no, I
class.
just do it because I'm like, what did they just say?
And then I
I
learned that
yeah.
I loved it.
I do it because without subtitles I can't hear.
Correct. I agree.
Really, though.
Truly. Especially like if you get someone that has an accent and you're just like, wait, what?
I see I what with me what happens a lot, and like I'm sure you two have experienced from this for me at some point, especially like in person. Zoom calls I'm so much better at. Like in person, I'm so trash at following conversations because I'm sometimes really bad at like actually like processing what I'm hearing. And so like I've done this before where I'll be having a full conversation with someone, and like Ryan, I'm sure I've done this to you at least once or twice, where like I'll be having a full conversation, but like my brain's latched on to like whatever song is playing 10 feet down the road, and I'm like,
Yes.
I can see you're talking, I can see your lips are moving, but I have no idea what you just said.
I do it
Right. too. Don't worry. It's fine. Okay, so plot holes. Are we ready?
Go off. I was not counting plot holes, but I'm sure I will
Oh,
agree with you.
okay. So if you watched The Lion King, right? Like the 94 animation classic, Mufasa talks about how he is one of many generations and how all the kings before him are in the sky. Okay, where was that in this movie? Number one. Number two, what generations before him? He's the first generation, technically,
It's true.
with this prequel, right? And then, not only that, but like, if you look at the second movie, The Lion King 2, Simba's Pride, it's Simba and his daughter, Kiara, who then is into this kid named Khovu, right? Khovu is not the son of Scar, because it would have been weird to make Khovu and Kiara a thing if their dads were brothers. But they're not really brothers, they're stepbrothers, so it wouldn't have mattered because there's no bloodline there. So that also is a little bit of a weird, like, again, I don't think that the movie's bad. I don't think that the plot needs to be different, but looking at the things from the prequels or the sequels, why did we have to make them stepbrothers? Why are we talking about generational divides and like, I don't
Fair.
know.
These are all very accurate. One thing that I will just to play devil's advocate, I'm putting down my haterade for a second. I'm putting on my devil's advocate hat just for a second.
Okay.
Technically, the story that we're listening to is Rafiki retelling this story. And Rafiki, as we know, is a snake oil salesman, and he's probably just making this up.
Thought you were putting down the haterade.
I'm just
That's the
spitting
typical
straight
devil's
facts.
advocate. But
Gotcha.
okay, at some point, like the bloodline, you can't change the bloodline. I'm sorry.
Right. And like we thought they were brothers the whole time. So like what
Right.
happened?
Why are we suddenly making it a stepbrother? And like the thing I did like about it was Mufasa became king not because he was Scar's stepbrother, but because he showed himself and married into someone who was a princess. So therefore, he is a king. But again, Mufasa had no royalty. None. So again, these generations of these kings before him, he had no kings before him.
I guess technically he could be referring to like the kings before him on like Sarabi's side, but like
But
I don't know. That's
He
but
said in to Simba in The Lion King, "You will follow in my footsteps as I followed those of my fathers."
oh wow, so no, he's just lying.
Yes. Loophole.
What? Because I don't remember. Mufasa comes from a different pride. I know that much.
Correct. He's an
And
outsider. And that's the other thing about The Lion King, sorry, Chris, is Mufasa's all about keeping the outsiders out of Pride Rock when he was an outsider. Sorry, I'm getting
Okay,
very
yeah.
passionate about it now.
No, you're
No,
so right
I
though.
feel that. But so yes, he was an outsider, but he came from this other pride. So who was his father in the other pride? Because obviously his father was gone. Like that was a
Correct.
whole, I remember that whole line,
I
like
think they were just lions. I don't think they had, I don't know that they had a like king in their
okay.
pride. And if
Because
they
that's.
did, it wasn't mentioned.
Hey guys, I just realized something that's kind of confusing to me now.
Yeah.
So at the end of the movie, Mufasa's like, "Oh, I'll never exile my brother, but I'm never gonna say your name again." Hey man, so like, why is he exiled to the elephant graveyard?
Right.
I don't know.
Like, did something change? Like, what happened? Also, I think it's I noticed that the hyenas were like they're kind of like front and center, and I'm
Yes.
like, hey, you guys. So you guys were cool with like just hanging out with everyone. What happened? Side note, Scar made like the hardest left turn to being such a slime ball at
Yes.
like the end of the movie. It was so
It
weird.
didn't
I'm like,
line, it doesn't line
it was
up.
so weird because he like just had this moment where like he saved Mufasa twice, mind you, both
Right.
sacrificing himself and then like bringing him up from the water, which I thought, as another aside to this aside, I did like that
Right, and I'm not saying
that
that.
like foil between the two of like the
Yes.
long live the king scene and hence actually
A
saving
and
him.
chiming in
But
here with also cool to see where he got the scar.
exactly. But
Right.
that said, it's so weird that like there, that whole scene happened and then he's like still a sludge ball at the end of the day. It's like, my guy, what are you doing?
Right. Like, yes, you saved Mufasa multiple times, but Mufasa also saved you multiple times. Not
Yeah,
only
my
you, but your
guy.
mother. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Which, as an aside, I don't think he ever thanked Mufasa for saving his mom when
No,
he ran
because
away.
he's a spoiled brat who thought he was going to be king because it was in his blood.
Gross.
Yes.
We hate that. Did you have any more plot holes, or is it time for me to
Those are
get on
the
my.
ones that I mainly had. There might be more that come up as you continue talking, but those were the ones I was just like, this does not line up, and this is what the story is based off of.
Right. My biggest thing, I think, was simply like watching Taka and whatnot. Even when he went all slime ball and tried to
Ruin everything.
ruin everything, thank you. I still never felt the level of evil that you feel from Scar in Lion King.
Right.
Right. It was very much
Like over a
like
love story.
Yeah.
it's just it's sliminess is what like this movie came out
Yeah.
of like just you might have to, if this is the wrong word and Rye, if you have to cut this bit, please do. But it
It's
was like
fine.
it was so weird how like incel-y he was. I'm like, you're evil. You're not gross. What are you doing?
Right. Like, I feel like there could have been a better storyline other than that's the girl I want.
Exactly. I think they should have, personally, I think they should have leaned more into like the king side of things
Correct.
than,
Like,
yes,
okay. Let's say they
the
are
girl.
truly brothers, right? Like, let's not even make them these stepbrothers or whatever. Let's make them actual brothers. And Mufasa is the younger of the two, but he can just prove himself more. And that's why Scar is jaded, is because Mufasa is not the rightful heir, but he proves himself as the rightful heir. That's really where the storyline should have gone. But
Which would
maybe
have
they
made
didn't feel
more
like.
sense with Macbeth with lions.
And it would also made more sense with generations and
Yep.
the movies to come. But
Exactly. And that's why, again, as I said earlier, it's 2024. Why are we doing these dumb, like, boy like girl, but girl like other boy?
I don't know if they couldn't come with a plot, like a good enough plot for an hour and a half, 2 hour movie, if it was just this younger one keeps upstaging the older one. But like,
Well,
use
if
your
that's the
own
case,
examples in your life. I could do that. Like,
I
not
was gonna
okay. I'm
say.
not saying I upstage my brother ever because I don't. Like,
I
he
upstage
is
my sister
smarter. He
all
has
the
a he
time.
makes more money. It's fine.
My brother upstages me, but it's fine.
I can
But
run faster than him, though, let me
I
tell
don't know if
you.
you
I
guys
can do
saying,
that. My
Disney,
sister
if you're
deserves treatment.
struggling with a plot line, call us. We'll help.
Yes.
Please.
Literally, listen to our last 50 episodes. We have lots of great ideas.
Evidently, and I'm the winner of ideas, so listen to me specifically.
Yes.
And
Hey.
okay,
Even
and
though
this.
my idea for Cruella was better than yours, that's all I'm
Yes.
gonna say.
And you know, that's
Agreed.
entirely true. But that's also because I Just it totally gave up on the
Yeah,
Matterhorn, and that's my bad.
before Molly came along, I was the Imagineer.
And then I came in. And
She
with that
stripped my
said,
title.
it's time for Disney to listen to me because, ladies and gentlemen, here's my soapbox on why live action Disney movies annoy me at a fundamental level. Because here's the thing is, can we even call it live action when most of it is CGI? And I'm
Correct.
not even
Right.
here's yeah, exactly. And here's the thing, I'm not just speaking in terms of Mufasa, because like you think like Beauty and the Beast and Snow White, it's like almost all CGI, and there's no practical effects or anything realistic in these movies that are supposed to be, I don't know, real. And it just makes them so weird to watch, and it's like an uncanny sort of experience. And my other thing that just bugs the hell out of me is we all can agree that the original Lion King was so good and so emotional. And that's because when you're like doing an animation, obviously you can over-exaggerate those things and those facial features in an animal where, usually on like a human level, they don't have the same kind of like expressions that we do. I mean, like my cat's here next to me. He's got like three faces. I know what they all mean, but like he's not a super expressive guy, and neither are most animals and cats. Like
Right.
Zazu, as much as I love him as a character, you can't get too much emotion out of him from an animation level in this kind of style because his two emotions are mouth closed and mouth open. So it's so hard to have major emotional moments like Mufasa reconnecting with his mom without like being able to kind of lean into and over exaggerate some of that with
Right.
this kind of
Yes.
story. And so it comes off being very flat. And especially because we all know how good at storytellers Disney can be. And then it feels like they're almost like handcuffing their hands behind their back and not allowing themselves to show off any of that storytelling because they're like, well, it's a lion and this is what a lion looks like. But we're just going to animate the whole thing and not even like use
Right.
real lions or a real savannah or anything like that. I'm like, y'all, come on. Like, Lin-Manuel Miranda's great, but he can't carry a movie that much.
Correct. Don't know. Disney's definitely like plateauing right now with movies. They aren't like hitting the bops like they did in like the early 2000s and the late 90s. They're in that dull period right now where they just like,
Right, but I mean,
again,
every
like,
studio goes through it.
which
They've done it
exactly, and
once
I'm not saying they
before.
don't, but like, look at Universal and like they finally lit a fire under Disney's butt saying, hey, you guys got to do something with your parks. And I think Illuminations Studios are doing the same thing with all the movies and like the DreamWorks movies that are coming out like recently.
Yes.
They're all hits. So Disney has to figure out like, how do we get back to this? And the truth is, if this would have been an animated movie, it would have been a lot better.
It
Yeah.
would have. And as an aside, speaking of other studios also like lighting a fire, I don't know if y'all saw, but the new Looney Tunes movie, The Day the Earth Blew Up, if you guys
Yes.
have not seen it,
No.
please watch it. It is so good. It's one of like the best animated movies, or even like movies I've seen in a really long time. It is so heartwarming and genuine and just
Okay,
so
not the one I
cute.
thought you were going to talk about.
Have you seen is okay, let's see if this is the one, Chris, The Wild Robot. Have you guys seen that one yet?
I've not
No.
seen that one.
Oh, you have to go watch it. It is amazing. Like it's a Disney movie without being a Disney movie. It's not Disney. I gotta actually see who did it. But it's like it hits all the feels. It has all the right like it's incredible. It was DreamWorks.
Of course, I
Yes.
was.
Speaking of
Also,
Lion Kings,
me being grumpy,
pushing you away.
he hates me.
these lions were CGI. You didn't go out and get lions off of the safari to act in your movie.
Disney, you literally own lions. What are
No,
you doing?
because
They're on loan just like your hat.
we are an AZ. We are an AZA accredited zoo. We are not going to be doing that with our animals. But,
Oh wait, did you
like,
say Animal Kingdom is a zoo, Chris?
I did.
Oh,
I know. I know. Not a zoo. Animal Kingdom is an AZA accredited. I don't understand what is
just
happening.
stripped it away.
I noticed.
melted.
That was my way of
But
saying magic. Bye-bye.
gotcha. My bone
I'm
to pick
back.
here is this. Your lions were CGI. Why was Taka not more color representative of Scar?
I know. Why was he a white lion?
Right. Like, this really bugged the heck out of me.
Dog, I was thinking that the entire time, and I
Yeah, me
like
too.
the
Me
thing
too.
is like I also I, like I again I hadn't seen the original one, so I like was giving the movie the benefit of the doubt of like maybe that's just what he looks like in the
I
original
don't
movie.
remember what he looks like in the first one.
But no, I agree. I thought we were robbed, and I understand that it's all supposed to be about like, you know, them growing up and when he became king and all that. But 2 points. One, kind of crazy that like a teenager was the one to like unite the entire Fried Lands or
Yes.
whatever. I thought that was crazy. And two, I feel like we were robbed of getting to see Mufasa with his big old mane, because I feel like they could have easily done like a whole thing where it's like a quick montage of
Oh
like
yeah.
him
I
showing
mean,
off like
they
how he kind of grew
montaged
into
Mufasa
more of
or
it.
Simba. They
Okay.
montaged Simba growing up, so yes, I agree.
And
Like,
I wanted that with Mufasa, because then we'd also have that foil, and it's also really cool. And then like,
I just
give
looked
me
up.
the next movie. Disney, I'm big Bob, my friend, Bobby, my guy, if you're listening. Next time you make a live action movie, please just give me a call. I want to help you so bad. Just listen to me, please.
So I did look up a photo of Scar from the live action Lion King, and he's definitely a lighter tone.
He is lighter, but he still did not look like a
But
freaking
then
white.
it's hilarious when you look at the next image, it's what he should have been. And it's like the orange fur with the black mane. It looks so much
Yeah,
better.
right.
I don't
So
understand.
there is him in the live action,
Okay, so
quote unquote.
type in Scar live action Lion King into Google. Do you see that
Yes.
second one? Like, that's
That
what
is
he
what we
should look like.
deserved.
That's really what we deserved.
Dark
That is what we
orange brown
deserved.
fur with a
This
nice
is what we
black
got.
mane. I know.
And then this is what we really got.
Which, like, I don't.
Like, is he a golden retriever? I'm confused. Like, I don't.
Right.
I thought it was so weird.
Look, he
Can
looks so
wait.
sad looking at what he could have been.
Yes. And maybe it's because like the Scar design
Right.
in the animated is not a true reflection of like what a lion would look like in real life, but I don't care.
Yeah, but hey, you want
Yeah,
to also
right.
know what's
Like,
not
be
a
true to
true?
your story.
You also want to know what's not a true reflection of how lions would look in real life? All white lions are actually incredibly rare, so having like a pride of multiple fully white
Yes.
lions is kind of crazy. As an aside, something that I just remembered, when the I Always Wanted a Brother scene was kind of going a little bit viral, I didn't realize until watching the movie that that
Was that
was
scene?
a was no that that was Scar slash Taka. I had no
Oh.
clue. Not a clue.
Yeah.
Until I was watching, I'm like, oh, okay. And then I didn't even think about that until now, and I'm like, wow, that's not ideal. I think your character should be
I
identifiable.
agree.
Hello?
All right,
Dude, make
overall,
them
let's
blue for all I care. Just, I want to be able to know who's who.
fair enough. Okay, overall, let's give it a star rating. 0 out of 5. Molly, I would love for you to go first.
I'll give it a 2.
Okay.
I'll give it, yeah, and those 2 points, I'll tell you what they are. For one star is for Blue as Kiara, because wow. The other is for
Snaps.
Zazu.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Of the live actions you have seen, where does it rank?
I would rank it below Beauty and the Beast, which means it is in my top 2 Disney live action movies that I've seen,
Is in your
which
top
includes
two.
all 2 of them.
Okay, so it's number two
I've
of
only
it's
seen
in
those
number two
two.
of two. Love
It's
it.
number 2 of 2, the first being Beauty and the Beast.
If it was animated, how many stars would you give it?
Okay, if it was animated, I mean, they'd have to change the cinematography, and the editing is the main thing, because that's all whack and bad,
Well, I
which I
think
mean,
they would
obviously they'd
have
have to do.
to.
They would have to. And they'd have, I mean, the thing is, they could get really fun with it. I think it might get up, it I would say confidently, if it was animated, probably with how Disney's been, especially trend-wise today,
Lately,
probably
yeah.
like a 3.5,
Okay.
a 4 maybe if it's like really good, but most likely like a 3.5
Okay.
if the if they were to animate it. If they called me and asked me my opinion, I'd give it a 5 stars.
What if they didn't take any of your ideas?
If they didn't take any of my ideas, 1 star
Okay,
for
fantastic.
wasting my time.
For wasting my
Okay,
time.
Chris,
I love that.
how many stars, Chris?
So I would give the live action 3, maybe 3.5 overall.
Okay.
What I got to watch of it and not be distracted by sixth graders, I really enjoyed. And I will be making a point of rewatching at some point, not with students.
Okay.
If it
Where do
were
you
animated, I would probably give it a 3.5. I'm gonna say a 4.
Okay. And if it was, where is it in your ranking of live actions?
Here's the issue. I can't remember the last live action I saw.
Okay.
So,
Fair enough.
I guess
So,
I did see Lion King live action, and I want to say that it probably ranks above that.
as the one who definitely had the Haterman C today, I'm actually going to give it the highest ranking out of any of us because I actually enjoyed the movie. I just hate the plot holes. So I would honestly give this like a 3.5 to 4. Like I actually enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good. Animated wise, it'd be like a 4, 4.5. As far as where I rank it in my live actions, I think Jungle Book is like the all-time best live
I
action.
forgot about Jungle Book. Yes.
Yeah, like that's the best live action. And then this one honestly is probably not too far behind. Like it's better than the Lion King live action for sure.
Yes.
But again, if it was animated, it just would have been a lot better.
Right, so you want me to go 3.5 or 4 for your live action?
For my live action, let's do a 3.7.
3.7.
For.
It ranks a 3.06.
Okay, so 3.1 if we round up.
Yes.
I can't wait till we do Snow White, guys.
Oh, are we gonna do that?
We sure are,
We are
Molly.
now, and we're getting Claire on the episode.
No! Ladies and
Right, Ryan?
gentlemen, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is when I realized I should have read the fine print in my contract.
You should have. There was a lot of it on that little napkin, let me tell you.
I can already tell you, like, not, I'm gonna have so many thoughts and feelings about Snow White. I already have and again, I've not seen the movie, just based on what I know about it.
So I have to tell you, it is still in theaters, which is shocking to me.
Right.
I think
They're
they're
really
trying to
trying to
make
make
money. They're
that
only doing one showing a day at every theater that I'm looking at near me.
Wait, hold on. Let me check.
Oh wait,
So
at hang
Tyson's.
on. They're not even in theaters near me. They're like an hour away.
That's hilarious. So in the world where this was an animated movie, Scar, Mufasa, not
Yeah.
Snow White, it ranked a 3.8.
Okay, so 0.7 better. But yeah, when do we think Snow White is going to be on Disney Plus? Because I feel like it's going to be like.
Who wants to put the over under on it just doesn't get released to Disney Plus? It just goes in the vault and dies.
No, I think it's going to get released because I think they're going to get subscribers from it, even though it's. Because people are going to want to see how bad it is.
Can I give you a local fun fact about
Yes.
Snow White? So at my local theater in Tysons, it is showing twice tomorrow, and tickets are 25% off.
Oh, wow. Is
And
that
those
because
aren't
it's.
even matinee shows. Those are like
Oh, I was going to
afternoon
say.
shows.
Oh, wow. Okay. So this is what
I'm
I'm
looking it up.
thinking. The Lilo and Stitch live action is coming out May
Yes.
23rd.
Yes.
So I think Snow White's going to come out like probably a week before that.
I'll emotionally prepare myself now. Thanks for the heads up, guys. I
You're
can't believe we have to do this
welcome.
again. It was, you know what's so funny is I told my sister part of before I got on the pod, I was I'm not even gonna say talking to. I was talking at my sister about the movie and about everything I hated about it. The last thing I said was like, I never want to watch another live action Disney movie again. And you wanna know what she said to me? She was like, man, how do I break it to you that you work on a Disney podcast and you might have to
Literally.
do that again. And I was like, nah, they're not gonna make me do that again.
Molly's gonna just take a leave of absence that week.
We're gonna
I'm gonna
make you do
put it
it
for
at
PTO.
least 2 more times.
Yeah.
Because I
So,
want to do it for Lilo and Stitch as
oh
well.
yeah, I feel like Lilo and Stitch is going to be pretty good though. Molly says nothing.
I'm
So,
excited for that one.
I just looked up the future movies again, and Thunderbolts, is that Disney? I think that's Disney as well. It says Thunderbolts. I don't know. That's coming out May 2nd. That's Marvel. And then May 23rd is Lilo and Stitch. So I'm gonna say it's right between those two movies. It's gonna be, let's see, May 2nd. It'll either be the 9th or the 16th, I think it's gonna be on Disney Plus. And then Elio comes out on June 20th,
I
which is
am excited for
Pixar's.
Elio. I think Elio's gonna be really cute.
I am too. I just really hope Pixar gets back into like the groove as
I
well.
know. I with Elio, I think it's very cute, and I think I'm really on the fence. I'm cautiously optimistic. I have a feeling it's gonna be like a return to form,
I think Pixar
but
has just gone too deep recently.
yeah.
Like Inside Out was almost too deep.
Yeah.
But
That's fair.
we'll see what happens. And I'm probably gonna get some hate for that, but it's just my thoughts and feelings.
Hey, if this has been a haterade filled episode,
Yes,
so
it has. And with that, everybody, you get to know us more. You went through our memory boxes. You got to hear our thoughts and feelings about Mufasa.
learned I'm a hater and a thief.
You're just extended borrowing items, Molly.
So
I'm doing a
you have some
service.
overdue library books in your closet.
Could you imagine? I tried to go to Disney and they're like, "Oh, you've got some overdue fees here for stuff you borrowed." I'd be like, "You don't know me."
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Do you have something else, Chris? Were you gonna say something?
Oh, I was just gonna say, I finally like our movie theater company sucks in Elko, and their website was broken for a hot minute there. But I just found that Snow White is no longer even playing here.
Yeah,
So,
I was gonna say I have to drive. It said 28 miles to the nearest theater that's showing it. So,
dang.
Wow.
moving on to the closure of the episode because we have been on for almost 2 hours now.
Right, and it is way past
This
Ryan's
is gonna be
bedtime.
so fun to try and edit in one day.
I'm so sorry.
Follow us on all the socials, and by socials, I mean Instagram and Threads. That's DCP and Anonymous Pod. Join
Please,
our Discord by
please.
going to our DCP Anonymous Pod Instagram. The link is in there. And talk to
And
us.
talk to us. I'm in there. I'm in the Discord.
Molly and I are in there. Chris, do you even have a Discord?
I don't have a Discord, but I guess I'm going to start one so I can go be part of our Discord.
Yep, that's just DCP Anonymous. But again, find the invite link on our Instagram.
I'll make memes.
Yeah,
Oh,
perfect.
good.
And
We can
then,
share pictures of our memory boxes.
yes, we
Yes.
can.
Oh, that reminds me. We should create different channels in the.
Yeah, we will. I'll let
Yeah.
I don't know if you can do that or if
Hey,
I have to do it.
we'll talk about this in the group
You should,
chat.
yeah, like you can edit
Yeah.
this chunk out, but you should add us all as mods in there.
Okay, I will add you as a mob because I don't
And
know
I
how
think
to
that'll
do
let us do
anything
it.
really yet. But okay. Follow us
Anyway,
on Threads, Instagram, join our Discord channel, email us at
email us.
dcpanonymous@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Molly, and you've been listening to a very long episode of DCP. Wait, no, who are we? Of the DCP Anonymous podcast.
Ping pong, ping pong.
That's anonymous with an E.
Can you return that hat now, please?
Tot topper now.